From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States has publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. election. In a statement released late Friday, the United States said it was confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. However, senior administration officials stopped short of calling the intrusions an act of cyber war. The Department of Homeland Security says some U.S. states have seen scanning and probing of their election-related systems, which in most cases, it says, originated from servers operated by a Russian company. However, the statement says the United States is not now in a position to attribute this activity to the Russian government. Russia has repeatedly rejected accusations that it hacks the United States. The Interfax news agency quoted Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Friday as saying the accusations were, in his words, nonsense. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria on Friday. His statement followed an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead and 100 wounded.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova called Kerry's statement propaganda. She said there are some very serious legal consequences behind this terminology. Also Friday, Russia said it would veto a draft UN Security Council resolution that would demand an end to airstrikes and military flights over Aleppo.